Carlos, how pleased are you with the way that your team fought back to get a draw in that game?
So, start from the beginning. We expect a hard game. The Blackburn changed the coach, have a good coach. They win the last game outside. First game from the new coach home. They have a new energy. We know and we analyze that how they play. So they put a lot of energy, especially in the first minutes. And we prepare the game to this kind of circumstances. So in the beginning, we start, I think, not good, but not bad. I can say in the middle, probably. But the Blackburn scored the goals in two corners. We work a lot. We put tall players today because we're training also the defensive corners and offensive because we know that Blackburn is very, very, is a strong point of the Blackburn. But even we put the tallest players today, we take the two goals. The second goal, I must tell you, I don't like talk about the referees, but I saw the image and it was clear fault from the opponent to Tom Lees. Unbelievable. Probably the referee didn't see, but he stayed out of the situation, and after the player from Blackburn scored the second goal. But it's okay. The referee didn't see. Second half, we have a plan to this game. Even if we are draw the match, we'll do the same. So we put a new energy in the attack. We put Upper with Lucas, more movement in the attack with Fernando on the left, with Sogu on the right. So we play in the offensive part of the pitch in the maximum of the time in the second half. We score also after when we put Ross Wallace, we change the system. We play with Fernando behind Upper and Lucas. So we scored 2-2. I think we deserve the minimum the draw. We came here to try to win and to fight to the 3 points. We fight at last second to the 3 points. We draw. Maybe the coach from Blackburn have the same sensation, but my sensation, I must tell you that we deserve minimum the draw, but we can win this match because we have clear chances to score the goal of the victory.
Lucas Joao has got this knack, hasn't he? As much as he can score spectacular goals like we saw against Huddersfield, of being in the right place at the right time. And again today, he was in that right place, wasn't he, to head home for 2-2?
No, it's a good question because, you know, that I was thinking about that. I know Lucas Joao, and Lucas, everybody is happy with Lucas. We are happy also. But Lucas Joao, we put him to play in the correct context, you understand? So when we see that they have the correct context to him, he go inside the pitch and he did good. He did good. Because if you remember, sometimes we put one or another game. It's not a question play in the beginning or after, but I will remember, for example, against Brighton, he didn't do a good match and he played in the beginning. The context is not to him. Against Arsenal, he did very well because the context is good to him. So we are caring about this. So everybody expects probably that Lucas will play in the beginning, but the context in the beginning is not to him because the two center halves and the midfield are playing compact. They are very strong in the air, and Lucas will be lost, and probably we lost with the time, and we lost the energy during the game. So the plan to this day, to today, is open a little the game, see the best context to go inside, and when you have a favorable context, you go inside, they can make the difference. So I think it's a good question, and it's good to the people understand why we are, because we are caring a lot about the giving the context. I remember Cristiano Ronaldo when he played in Manchester United, sometimes he scored 2-3 goals, and next game Alex Ferguson sometimes didn't put him to play even one minute, because this kind of personalities, they are young, they must grow up and they must understand, and we must help them to give the correct context to them. So it's what we are doing with him, and of course with all the players, but especially with Lucas.
The plan, it seems, is working though, isn't it, with him? Because I don't think anybody in the Championship has scored as many goals as he has coming off the bench. So when you've used him as an impact player, he's usually produced for you, hasn't he?
No, it's not a question of the bench, you know. It's not a question of the bench. It's the context. For example, the context means, makes sense in English? Context?
Context.
The environment. Yeah, environment in the moment. Yeah, okay, yeah. Environment. The environment of the moment, not context, because it's Portuguese word. The environment, you understand? We must understand the environment, and he play well in the environment that be good to him. In the hard environment is not good to him, and probably if I put him to play all the time in different environment, the people don't have the idea that they have Lucas in this moment, because sometimes he'll do good, sometimes he's not good. So today, again, when you have more space, when the energy of the opponents come a little down, because he's very strong, he gives energy. But it's not a question of go from the bench, because we use him. I remember the game against Arsenal, he played in the beginning, and because the environment is good to him, because there's some space to move, he did very well. So we are analyzing all the time the opponents and see what we can do in the beginning and the players that we can use after, during the game, to help the team to win.
He's an exciting player, though, isn't he? He's a player that is really catching the eye, whether he's starting the game or not. I mean, he's having an impact for you this year.
He gave, of course. It's as I told you, Upper came inside very well also. Ross Wallace came inside to the pitch and give energy to the team also. So it's good that we have this kind of players that can change everything. So, of course, we are happy with him. But as I told you, we are caring about the way that we are growing up and try to see the correct environment to him, because if we put him in the not in correct environment, probably in 2 or 3 weeks the people start thinking, well, maybe the player is not what we think because he's not doing. So I think we are managing very well the Lucas and
with the way that he is playing at the moment, is there any concern at all that teams in the Premier League will look at him and say, we've got to have this guy? And would it benefit him to stay at Sheffield Wednesday and continue to learn the English game, do you think, for some time yet?
No, I spoke with the chairman last days, and in January we don't want to sell any players. So these kind of questions about sale players, we will not sell players in January, and this message is also to our fans. So we are not planning to change anyone in January. In the end of the season, let's see, but it's far away from the end of the season. We are here to improve the players also, to improve the team and improve the players, so we are happy when the Lucas is good, and today Leon Palmer play very well. He's not playing, and he play very well. Smedo play well. Ellen is play well. So Sogu came and he did a goal, and he came from a long period that he didn't play. So we are happy with all the players. But these matches I want to set to everybody to be not calm, but to be happy that we are not planning to sell any player in January.
It must be a huge boost for you, though, as a head coach trying to build something at Sheffield Wednesday, that you know that you can continue to build this team, that you're not going to face many changes in January, for example.
Yeah, we want, as I tell you, we want all the time try to improve the team is what we have in our mind. We are not, of course, sometimes talk about players that, as I tell you during the week, that is not in our expectations, because we are talking about players with a big budget. Mm-hmm. But we are all the time looking to try to improve our team. But we are happy with the team that we have at the moment. And as I tell you, if something changes in January, will be a little things, and probable to improve the teams and not to sell the players, absolutely sure.
A couple of notes. Kieran Westwood seemed to have an issue in the first half, but then carried on. What was the situation there, and is he okay?
No, it's okay. He felt in the Achilles tendon pain, but he supported the pain and he did very well at the end of the game. So it's good also because he have 1 week to recover, because Joe will play on Tuesday because he's playing in the Cup. So I think that against Derby, he will be 100% absolutely sure.
And no Jack Hunt today. You did mention yesterday that there were players that were carrying injuries. Is it anything serious with him, or is it just a small minor issue?
No, it was an option. It's always an option. We can. We need. There are some positions that the veil of the players is very similar. So probably Jack Hunt is more efficient in the attack. Probably Ian Palmer is more quiet in the position, a little more tall. We expect long balls today. So if you saw, And we take the goals in the corners, it's true, but our defence is, the size is more high today, and because we planning to play with this kind of players today, and we must understand that if we put players to play today, Tuesday, Saturday, it's possible that they can do good today, they can do good on Tuesday, but probably Saturday they will the energy will be down, and after why we lose, so we must try to manage in these cases, like this situation, the value is similar, and we can have a good energy on Tuesday to play, and Saturday we have a good energy, absolutely sure. So this is what we are doing, and I think it's the best way, because also in December we have a lot of games, and we need all the players, and the players will be ready if they play, because if they didn't play, they will be not ready if we need them to play.
Thank you very much.
It's okay.
Thank you. Well done.
How much